Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which includes the seeing of new building works start for the National Centre for Writing. But first, Norwich Castle's Nelson exhibition attracted more than 50,000 visitors.
Nelson and Norfolk, a unique tribute to the great naval hero considered to be the county's most famous son, drew the crowds from the moment it opened on July the 29th right up to its final day on October the 1st. In August alone, the castle welcomed 31,268 visitors, the venue's best August in terms of visitor numbers since it reopened in 2001 after an £11 million revamp. Ruth Battersby Took, senior curator of costume and textiles at Norwich Castle and who curated the exhibition, said the castle team were delighted with the response and that in terms of average visitor numbers each day, the Nelson show was just behind the castle's 2015 Homage to Manet exhibition, which sold 63,835 tickets during its 11-week run. Nelson and Norfolk featured more than 160 objects connected to Admiral Lord Nelson from his childhood to his death at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. The impressive centrepiece was a huge French tricolour ensign captured from the French ship Le Genereux by Admiral Lord Nelson's men in 1800. The flag, which measures 16 metres by 8.3 metres, had been out of public view for more than a century, and painstaking conservation work enabled it to be put on display again. I think the opportunity to see something that hasn't been seen in public for 100 years was a great draw, said Miss Battersby Took. It was also a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see this whole collection together. It was a unique gathering of objects.
The page is set to be turned in an ambitious new chapter for Norwich's historic Dragon Hall as building work begins on the National Centre for Writing. Writers' Centre Norwich, which has been based at Dragon Hall since 2015, will host a breaking ground ceremony to herald the formal beginning of the construction phase of the £1.86 million project. Chris Gribble, Chief Executive of Writers' Centre Norwich, said it was an exciting moment for the project which will further shine a spotlight on Norwich's national and international standing as a UNESCO City of Literature. One of the main reasons we are doing this is to provide a physical sign of Norwich's UNESCO City of Literature status. At its heart, it is a place for the city and for writers and translators to engage with the very best work and the interesting stuff that is happening all around the world. It is a point of exchange for Norwich as an international city, he said. The building work, which is expected to be completed by late May 2018, will include the creation of a new south wing to Dragon Hall to house an education space for writing and storytelling events, for schools and young people, as well as offices. There will be improvements made to the Great Hall to enable it to be used as a multi-purpose cultural venue, and also a refurbishment on the Insight Cottage, which will be host visiting writers in residence.
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthews for the next part of Chatterbox.